Blog Talk Radio. if it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay with me. Why am I so emotional? No, it's not a good look and some self-control. Deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all.
Good morning, Motivational Mondays, with your sexy host, Emma E2K, here yet another blessed Monday. Thank you, everybody that's on deck, that's already inboxed me, and it's already sharing the link so people could be able to tune in. You're listening to LushRadioOnline.com, and the show is Motivational Mondays, of course, with your sexiness, the queen, Emma E2K. I played some music. I usually play like a song and then I get on, but I wanted to play like two songs to give me a minute this morning. I'm on slow mode, feeling just a little tired and exhausted, you know, just battling with a lot of stuff. I wanted to throw out all the information this morning. So first thing up is the E2K first annual 3K walk for a cause to increase domestic violence awareness. That is for October 25th. And all information, please email E2KWorldwideLLC@gmail.com. Or if you're my friend on Facebook, Twitter, however you can reach me, inbox me, you know, direct message me, however you can get to me, so I can be able to give you all the information you need. Today was the last day for sponsors, I believe, but I, you know, we're holding on all the way to the end of the day today. So if you're a company and you want to sponsor this event, then please make sure you email to e2kworldwideLLC@gmail.com. Also, we're collecting a donation. Oh, and the last day to register to be a walker, I believe, is Wednesday, the 15th. So if you want to register to walk, make sure you do that as well by the 15th. Same email for everything. If you want to just give a PayPal a PayPal donation, then it's same email, e2kworldwidellc@gmail.com. Very simple, people. You know, we must give, man. We're trying to obtain a goal. We're not halfway yet to that goal, and it's October 25th already. So all donations collected is going to thespring.org, which is an organization that helps with the violence out here where I'm recently located at. So anything you can do to help the cause will be most appreciated. $5, a dollar, you know, don't buy a pack of cigarettes, you know, $10, whatever you can afford to donate, it will definitely, it's going to go to a worthy family that's going through a struggle right now. You know, you guys don't seem to understand that domestic violence affects the whole entire family. This is not just a woman issue. It's not just a man issue. It's the whole family that's affected by it. So anything and everything that helps to be able to, we can be able to raise awareness on this matter will be a blessing to someone else, okay? I'm going to play this song because this is how I'm feeling today. This goes out to whoever feels lazy this morning. Motivational Monday. Let's go.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone to leave a message at the tone. Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything. I'm gonna kick my feet up and stare at the fan. Turn the TV on, throw my hand in my pants. Nobody's gonna tell me I can't. Nah, I'll be lounging on the couch, just chilling in my snuggie. Click to MTV so they can teach me how to dougie. Cause in my castle, I'm the freaking man. Oh, yes, I said it. I said it. I said it cause I can. Today, I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone. Leave a message at the tone. Cause today, I swear I'm not doing anything. She's gonna scream out, this is great.
Oh my God, this is great.
Yeah, I might mess around and get my college degree. I bet my old man will be so proud of me. But sorry, Pops, you'll just have to wait. Oh, yes, I said it. I said it. I said it cause I can. Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna.
Monday with your sexy host Emma E2K. And today we don't feel like doing anything. And that's fine, man. If you're motivated to do nothing today and sleep, then do it. Don't judge me. Let's go.
I don't want to go there. We should never go there. Why you wanna go there? I guess I gotta go there. You're hearing rumors about me, and you can't stomach the thought of someone touching my body when you're so close to my heart. I won't deny what they're saying, because most of it is true, but it was all before I fell for you. So please, babe, please don't judge me, and I won't judge you, cause it could get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you, and if you love me, then let it be beautiful. Let it be beautiful, let it be beautiful. Let it be beautiful. Let it be beautiful. Everything I say right now, it's gonna be used in another fight. And I've been through this so many times. Can we change the subject? You're gonna start asking me questions like, was she attractive? Was she an actress? Maybe the fact is, you're hearing rumors about me. There's also pictures on. You so worried, making you wish you were blind. Before we start talking crazy, saying some things we'll regret. Can we just slow it down and stress? You said, so please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. Cause it could get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me.
I'm doing a service for my country and my planet. And that means saving the people I love and I care about. And that's what I do.
Yes, yes.
Chris, wait!
Nobody wants to go there, but sometimes you got to go there. Don't judge me. Motivational Mondays with your sexy hoes. I'm at E2K. Again, another blessed Monday, man. Monday madness today. Okay, so I got an insert from The Secret. As you guys know, I like to share these, and you know, a lot of people like me to read them. So here goes. Your job is you and only you. When you are working in harmony with the law, no one can come between you and the universe. However, if you think another person can get in the way of what you want, then you have done a flip to the negative. Focus on creating what you want. You are the center of divine operation in your life, and your partner is the universe. No one can get in the way of your creation. That's some motivation for you today. I mean, if you didn't understand exactly the words that just came out of my mouth right now, then I guess that message wasn't for you. And it's all good. It's all good. Not every message is for everybody. So whoever that was directed to, or if you taking it for you today, then claim it. Claim it. Let it be beautiful.
You know, sometimes you have to put yourself first. I'm doing me.
Yeah.
Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E. I'm here, another blessed Monday. You know, the devil is a liar. I'm here, whether you like it or not. No, I know you like it. That's why I'm here. I'm here. Thank you, everybody that's on deck, that's supporting, that's trying to get through to be able to listen to the show. We're having technical difficulties. So you need to call in 347-826-7722 on Mondays from 9 to 10 so you can be able to hear the show. You know, just call in and through the phone lines you can be able to hear the show. Again, I appreciate everyone that supports the show, that enjoys the show, that gets something out of the show. The whole point is to ignite that fire on Monday so it can be able to last you through the whole entire week. So that's my mission, to light a match, to get you, you know, to get you boosted up and get you amped up and started for the whole week. Sometimes I accomplish it, sometimes I don't. Hey, I'm human, right? And if I don't do it with my words, I definitely do it with the music, because a lot of people be tuning in to listen to the music I'll be playing in the morning, trying to amp up some stuff, you know what I mean? So let me go to my phone lines real quick and see who's rocking with me early in the morning. Good morning, 347. You're on with Emma E2K. Woo, woo, woo. 347. Good morning. No talking in the morning? Haven't had your coffee
yet? Good morning.
Oh. Good morning, Queen.
How are you, Mama?
I'm great. Even when I'm not, I am.
That's right. That's what we're talking about this morning. Motivation, regardless of how we woke up, because, you know, like you said, the devil is a liar.
Mm-hmm. We just got to push them thoughts and everything else away. I ain't got time for that.
That's right. You got to stay focused and positive. It's hard to do that in this world. But I got to say, because of people like you and because of people like me, it works out. It happens. This is Leona, by the way, people, from the urban jungle. I just wanted to shout out Emma. You are my motivation, not only on Mondays, and my inspiration a lot of times. With that being said, I'm going to be starting a new Monday show, and we've spoken about it, but I just want to let you know it starts today. About 7 p.m. And what I'm looking for is to...
At what time? It starts at 7 today.
Mondays at 7, and it's called Making Moves. What I'm trying to do with this show, Emma, is bring out people who inspire others, who motivate others, who are, you know, community leaders that many don't know of, you know, because a lot of people like yourself like to work in silence, and I understand that. But it's time for us to start letting others know who's out there to support you and so that others can get up and do what needs to be done for our world.
That's what's up.
And Mondays is going to be Making Moves. I could say Making Moves Monday, but it's Making Moves. And tonight I'm going to have my mentor on, which is Mr. Elliot Ness. I love him. He's done so much for me behind the scenes, because a lot of times I tell him, thank you, you mentored. He's like, what did I say? What did I do? And that's what I'm trying to say. A lot of people speak and don't even realize how they've touched someone's life and made that person make a better choice in their life because of their words. And that, to me, that's awesome.
Definitely, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, people get you know, somebody does something negative and people get on it and they want to talk about all the negativity that people do, but not realizing how many people out there that are actually doing positive things, and nobody says nothing about them.
I want people to get on the bandwagon of positive, not negative. One of my shows last week was what gives us the right to blast people? Why are we going around blasting people's negativity and not blasting people's positivity? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm trying to move out there with this new show, and I hope it works, because it helps for me. You know, there's a lot of times that I get
some. Well, you know what? You know what I've learned about doing this show, the Motivational Monday show. I mean, I've done plenty of shows about interviewing and talking about the industry and all that stuff, and
right.
and all that was good. But I noticed a lot of people yearn and are craving for just something more wholesome, something more
yeah.
positive, because
yeah.
of all the things that people already deal with on a day-to-day. Like, we don't know all the stuff people deal with behind closed doors. There's a lot
exactly.
of people that are out there with smiles and claiming this and claiming that. And
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, when they close them doors, you know, to their home or whatever, you don't know what struggle they're struggling with. And I tell you that from experience, girl. Because,
yeah.
you know,
oh,
nobody
yeah.
knows. Nobody knows other people's pains and stories. And that's why I always implore everybody, reach out to somebody. You know, you never
yeah.
know what they're going through. A smile, a thank you, or hello, or how you doing, or
yeah.
how's your day. It can go a long way. It just can go a long way for some people, you know?
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the whole truth. Like, I just feel like, you know, a lot of times I'm in a place that I shouldn't be. And because I listen to your show, or because you and I had conversations, or anyone such as yourself in my circle right now, it lifts me up. And that's what we need. We don't need the negative talk. Yeah, you know, we get upset sometimes, but a good friend, a good mentor, an inspirational person will always let you vent and bring you back to a normal place, a positive place, a good place. And we need more of that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because we get caught up. You know, some people get caught up. Some people get caught up
yeah.
with other people in their ears. You know, the sometime people that I call them. You know, you got people that come around sometimes. You know, but my point
yeah.
is, look at the longevity of the people that are
yeah.
there for you. I'm blessed to have friendships over 30 years. I have friendships
that's
that last. That have lasted over 30 years, and we still true to each other. You know, we
mm-hmm.
get angry, we vent, we let each other know what it is. Listen, this is
mm-hmm.
how I feel. I think you did this wrong. I see this
mm-hmm.
way. And then you know what? It's water under the bridge, because the most important thing that we value is the friendship, you know, is the understanding. And not
yeah.
a lot of people, you know, not a lot of people know how to do that. And again, I'm blessed to have several
good
friendships, you know, that over 30 years, because this, you know, this friendships that come around for a little bit of time, and the moment they can't get what they want from you, or the moment that you don't do what they want or how they want it, it's like, shut
that's
down.
It. It's over.
Really?
Yeah, it's over.
You know what I'm
you
saying?
No more.
So,
you forgot what we did last week, what we spoke of. All of
right.
a sudden,
well,
you
we
know.
Did a
and it's
okay, you
know what?
You forgot who held you down when nobody else
mm-hmm.
was around. Okay, cool.
And it's so good. You know why? Because we always come back. I have several friendships, like you said, 30, 40, 30 years, because I can't say 40, girl. I'll be putting myself too old now. But at least 30 years, you know, junior high school days. And some
mm-hmm.
have disappeared. You know, some come back. And I always say mm-hmm. the true ones, no matter how many, you know, how much space in between us there is from the next time we see one another, you know it's a true friendship when you can pick that right back up again.
Right back up.
Mm-hmm. Or when you say to a person, look, you made me feel this way, and I didn't have time to sit and talk with you. But that's being true. That's being real. And we need a lot more. You know, we need a lot more people, like I said, such as yourself, motivated, young ladies, men, boys, you know. It seems like it's a smaller group of motivational, positive people than there is
negative people. It is a smaller group. We
yeah.
are a smaller group.
And I don't want to think like that, Emma, so that's why
but,
I teach myself
but you know
that.
But you know what? But we're like, you know, like in junior high school, how when everybody used to say a fight at 3 o'clock, right? So
uh-huh,
we're the ones
uh-huh.
that we're the ones that in the schoolyard, and although we're a little bit, we're the ones that be kicking butt. All right, the devil's a liar. The devil's
amen.
A liar.
Amen.
We out there using the mighty word, which is you
mm-hmm.
know, which is a lot more damaging and a lot more empowering.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
than anything
for sure.
else. So it's okay. We could be the minority, but in reality, we're the majority.
We're the majority.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
So true. Well, look forward to it. I'm telling you right now, be ready, sis, because in about, I'm starting tonight, but I told you I would give you some time, because I know you got to work your schedule towards mine, but it's on Mondays. from 7 to 9, and it's going to be called Making Moves on Mondays. You know, Monday night's motivation. There we
That's
go.
Your point.
It's going to be about bringing people out there to give, you know, that
mm-hmm.
word, that stuff that, you know, most
we need
people
that. We need that. We need that. Mm-hmm. We need that, sis. And that's what's up. I'll definitely be forwarding your stuff. You know, Lush
Thank
Radio
you.
Online is the voice of the people. So,
and the
you know,
walk,
the
walk, I got a few
speak.
People. I got to tell you, I got a few people interested in the walk, and that's good stuff because I'm new to Orlando. So for me to get people to volunteer and say they're going to do it, I told them already. I gave them the registration forms and said, look, go online. You can register. If you can't make it, donate. I got some donations on my show Friday, which made me happy. They were small, but they were good. We
that's
take them all.
We take them all. We take them
we
all.
Take
we
them
definitely
all,
take them all.
So.
You know, work for a cause this year, of course, is in honor of domestic violence. And so we're, you know, we're imploring everybody. Today was the, I think it's, today is the last day for sponsorship, for company sponsorship. And I think Wednesday is the last day to register. But all to the 25th, we're collecting PayPal donations, which is through e2kworldwidellc@gmail.com. $5, $10, $20. Don't buy a pack of cigarettes and send us that money. You know,
That's
we
it.
Needed to be able to cut a check to the spring.org. It's an organization
That's
here
it.
In Tampa who helps out domestic violence. And domestic violence affects everyone, people, not
That's
just
right.
women, not just men.
That's
it affects
right.
the whole entire family, community, the world. So
That's
anything you can be able to do, October being domestic violence awareness, along with breast cancer awareness as well. But breast cancer already doing their thing, man. I love
yes.
it. I love it.
Yes.
It's pink. But we
it's
can't
big.
Forget about
pink
the purple.
All over.
Hashtag purple ribbon. Hashtag purple ribbon. We have to make a dent on that too. You know what I'm saying? I want to see a lot of purple in the month of October as well. So thank you for your support, La Leona.
Thank
I appreciate you. I appreciate
no
you, you know, always supporting the move and the cause, you know, for positive and better living, man, because we all need to do that. It's just, you know,
yes.
this world is too much. I'm going to continue
like I
to go on
everybody.
My phone lines.
You're my
I'm going to continue to go on my phone lines, but if you have one last thing to say, go ahead, shout it out.
That's it. You're my sister from Earth. I'm glad we reconnected because as we know how we been, it's a good thing. And let's just keep making positive moves to make this world better, like you said.
That's what's up. I'm going to put you on hold. Stay hanging out with
All
me
right,
if
Mama.
You like. All right, peace. 863-863.
Y'all
with Emma E2K. Good morning.
Emma.
That's me.
What up, Mama? It's your boy, the sick one, calling to show you some amor.
My heart just went pitter-patter.
What's good, Nana?
What's up? Thank you. I appreciate that. Good looks. I really appreciate that. Big salute. You got me smiling real big in the morning.
That's what's good. I was listening. I'm like, I got to show Emma some love. Got to show her the love. Familia, you know.
Orlando on deck. Yo, I'm going to be in Orlando next weekend, so ya tú sabes.
Hit me up. Send me, inbox me the number and all that. So we definitely got to link up.
All right, that's what's up. I'm going to be out there in Orlando. Orlando, everybody from Orlando. I'm going to be out there next weekend doing a couple of running
Salud.
Down. So you already know y'all got to holla at your girl.
Salud. Emma, hit me up.
Yes, babe. I will. And
Love
happy
you,
birthday to your grandson.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Little dude getting big, man. I'm getting old, kid. I'm getting old.
It's about family, man. Family first. That's what it is. We're never
Definitely,
too old.
You
That's
be
in
like
our
that.
Minds. That's in our minds. You crazy? In my mind, I'm 25. I don't care what nobody says. Don't judge me.
Oh, don't play. You already know, kid. I'm an old dude looking like I'm in my 20s. You feel me?
That's right.
Oh, my God. That's funny. I was talking to Cuban like 3 days ago. He was like, yo, dude, I'm getting old. I was like, man, you are. I didn't even agree. But I was like, yeah, you are, dude. Yep.
Nobody,
oh, man.
Everybody got to be hitting that gym, man, and eating a little better. That Hennessy gets to you after a while.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? You know how the way we roll, man. I mean, we've done been there, done that, but you know, as you get older, you got to take care of yourself. You got to, you know, take care of your body and, you know, pay more attention to everything that you're doing in life and, you know, pay more attention to your family. Your family actually makes you feel healthier, you know what I mean, when you keep everybody in a circle and protect that circle, you know?
That's true. That's very, very true. That's very true. And it's sad for those that don't have that. You know, there's some people out there that don't really have that family unit and stuff, so, you know, it's kind of sad. But family is not always people that are blood related, you know what I mean? You can create your own family unit. So there's always hope for everybody. I'm going to play some Pharrell. I'm going to play some Pharrell, Feeling Happy. So happy. Hang out with me if you like. And I'm going to keep you on hold, all right?
That's what's up. Hit me up, Emma.
All right, I will. I feel so happy, happy. Motivational Monday. Yo, sexy hoe. Emma E2K. Feeling a little happy. And I haven't even had my coffee yet. I think I'm going to have to go prepare some Bustelo.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Clap along if you feel like
know who's on the microphone. It's your sexy host, Emma E2K. All right, so here we go. Another insert from The Secret. Yep, I'm giving you two today. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good, so I'm going to share. When you are undecided on which way to turn or what path to follow, remember there is one who knows and will guide you through every decision and turn in your life. All you have to do is ask. Believe you will receive the guidance you want, and then stay alert to receive your answer. The supreme power of the universe is with you every step you take, and all you have to do is rely upon its power and ask. People just do not realize all the power that they contain, that they have. You know, you have the power to change your day. Even if it started wrong, you have the power to say, I choose for it not to continue to keep going like this, and I'm going to laugh and I'm going to smile, and even if I got to go and Google some jokes, but I'm going to laugh and I'm going to smile, and I'm going to have my inner peace, whether people try to, you know, take it away from you or not. It's really up to you. You just got to fight that good fight, man. Fight that good fight. You can't just, you know, you have to make a move. You can't wait until the world changes. Guess what? The world changes when you change.
Changes.
whether it be in your mind, in your body, in your soul. You know, shout out to those that are strong enough and brave enough who are the survivors of changes. You know, life is just a constant change, and you have to welcome it. You know, you can't just stop the life changes. You know, it just goes. You know, gravity comes in, and, you know, all type of stuff just start happening to our bodies and our minds and our souls. If we don't, you know, if we don't prepare, we just fall into this abyss, into this cloud, into this, you know, stuff that creates depression and all type of stuff. So if you have something, a disease, cancer, you know, whatever it is due to old age, embrace it, look at it, you know, find out the information for it and deal with it head on. You know, it's a lot of people that are dealing with a lot worse things than us that are in the hospital, that are waiting for transplants and other people's hearts and other people's parts of bodies in order for them to continue in their life and their journey. So, you know, other things are minute to people, but other things are really big, you know. So, again, reach out. You never know what people are dealing with, their struggles. I want to give a big shout out to Josuma, who hit me up the other day, and we had like such a long, amazing and powerful talk just about life and, you know, and things in general. But there's a lot of things that he reminded me, you know, that I already knew, but that he reminded me, and I'm starting to listen to my own advice, like he says. I'm starting to listen to my own words. So I'm talking to myself like I would advise someone else going through what I'm going through. So it's actually working in a crazy, strange sort of way. Don't judge me, okay? It works. You know, you got to do what works. A big shout out to La Leona, who called in today from the Urban Jungle Radio. And, you know, has been hanging out with me all day. And I got something for you, sis, man. I got this song for you.
This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something she thought she couldn't make it through, yeah. I sing these words because I was that girl too, wanting something better than this, but who do I turn to? Now we're moving from the darkness into the light, yeah. This is the defining moment of our life. Cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire, you will heal the world with your mind, and there is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient. This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something that she thought she couldn't make it through. Girl, you can make it through. I sing these words because I know you're the one who knows there's something better than this, and you're gonna define it, yeah. Now we're moving from the darkness into the light, yeah. This is the defining moment of our lives. Oh, cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire. You will heal the world with your mind. There is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient, yeah, you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient, yeah, you. Oh, yeah, you. Hey, yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you.
Yes, sis. Yeah, you. You and all the sisters out there that are actually doing the work. That's right. That are out there doing the work. That are out there letting it be known, man. You guys are beautiful in my eyes. I see the beauty beneath. You know, you guys are awesome out there fighting the good fight, trying to bring positivity into this negative world. And I personally know that's so hard to do, but it's not impossible, you know. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I thank you for those queens that are, you know, that cannot, that are not here no longer to be able to thank you. I thank you for the world. Sometimes the world just doesn't have the correct words to show how appreciative they are of the people fighting the good fight. Also, I want to report that to support Breast Cancer Awareness Month, because as you know, October is also Breast Cancer Awareness, we're setting the tatas free today. So today, October 13, is official no bra day. So we're wearing no bras today. We're setting the tatas free. October 13 is National No Bra Day. So ladies, you already know you have permission today to wear no bras, okay? Gentlemen, be out there looking for these ladies that don't have no bras on. You know, support the cause, man. Make sure you give our donation to not only Breast Cancer Awareness, but also to the domestic violence, man. We're doing hashtag pink ribbon, hashtag purple ribbon. Just support the cause, man. Us women, we already fighting the good. Thank you. It's another blessed Monday. I've made it. I'm blessed. I'm thankful and feeling very humble. I love you guys. Till next Monday, Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K, here as the only blessed servant that you can possibly ever have. Y'all stay in love, in peace, and harmony. Peace and light to all.